This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, very much so. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, lots happening up there. There's a live chat room going on. For those of you who do not care for Facebook, and if you're on Facebook, that's simple too. We've got a live feed going there on our website as well. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Okay, so there's an academic organization dedicated to men's studies will soon host a conference exploring ways of querying masculinity. I like that one. The American Men's Studies Association, AMSA, has dedicated its upcoming conference to a critical study of men and masculinities with an emphasis on sexualized violence and the rape culture perpetuated by men. So men are all bad. We're back to that. Remember, we talked about this last night. It's just men are all bad. End of discussion. This is getting so old. The conference titled Bodies, Sexualities, Masculinities will be held in March of 2008, with the organization now soliciting speakers to talk on issues such as querying masculinity, the experiences of men in BDSM and leather cultures, and effeminophobia. I keep telling you, they make these words up as they go to try to make you feel stupid. I actually feel bad for them. Anyway, acceptance speaking proposals will look to discuss men through the lens of sex-positive feminist theory, queer theory, psychoanalytical theory. To be certain, this conference recognizes and welcomes papers on dangers of sex, but also recognizes the complexity of sexuality, bodies, masculinities, and the pleasures that sex and desire can offer in a range of scholarships. You're going to lose faith in the education system after this. I don't know what. Well, none of these panelists have been chosen yet. Maybe I should put my name in there. Huh? See if they'll choose me. The AMSA has selected as its keynote speaker University of California Riverside professor Jane Word, a feminist who studies issues such as the social construction of heterosexuality and queer parenting. I like the social construct of heterosexuality. I would like to read that just to see what the heck she's talking about. I know. This is total theory. Has to be. Currently, the organization is led by Cliff Leak, who also serves as the program director of the Sunny Center for Study of Men and Masculinities, an organization which seeks to redefine gender relations to foster greater social justice. I'd love to get some of these people on. And just show you how interesting, for lack of a better term, they actually are. Now, Leak Center has come under scrutiny recently from columnists who worry about the ramifications of the center focused on toxic masculinity, a study for men, through a feminist lens, not an equality lens. Right? In an essay for Martin Center, for instance, Bruce Bauer, a sunny grad who now lives in Norway, of the organization's feminist-led board of directors, including Jane Fonda, Naomi Wolf, Gloria Steinem. Yeah, right. Like, males are going to get a fair shake there, right? See what I mean? They don't want equality. This is why they don't want you to question them, because they got nothing. Yeah, I know I do. I know, and if he starts singing, I'm going to hang up on him. Really that simple. All right. Well, you can read the rest of that. We'll post that up later on. Joe from Sydney, Australia. I'd make all the jokes about the shrimp and the Barbie and all that stuff, but you've probably heard them all before.
I have. How are you doing, Joe?
Good, Joe. Joe, meet Joe. Joe, meet Joe.
Get up. I just rang. I don't want to interrupt your show. I just rang because a little birdie told me that it's your birthday today. So I rang
up
to wish you a happy birthday.
I appreciate that, Joe, so much. Yeah, I am 29 for the 30th time. I hope you can appreciate that.
Now, I thought I'd ring you up today. I know it's tomorrow, but today it's Saturday.
And so help me out. I was going to say, so it's tomorrow where you're at, not yesterday, right?
That's right. The day after tomorrow. Yeah, that's where I'm. So it's Friday, yeah? Your birthday's not till Saturday.
That's right. So I could celebrate it there, and I could get gifts there, and then I could celebrate it here again tomorrow, right?
You can. But I thought I'd ring you up now, because tomorrow the world's supposed to win, so I thought I'd get you quick.
But you know what? So the only thing going to be attributed to my birthday, when people think back of that day, they're going to say, you know what? It's that Messina guy. If he was never born, the world would have never ended. Right? That's what's going to happen.
That's right. You're on everyone's cartoon Saturday morning shows now.
Oh, God. There you go. Joe, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling.
All right. I'll let you get back to it. Good job, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, God. Yeah. I've seen his pictures, and I know what he does. I should have asked him how he felt about this queering masculinity thing, huh? I'm sure he's not a big fan of wussifying men. I don't know. And what the heck? Can somebody please tell me what effeminobophobia is? You see that? EFFEMINO, a phobia. Whatever. No, it's talking about pretty red shoes. Here you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Brad Dacus joins us after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buying my book. That's right, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate or be afraid of over the last 8 or so years. And you don't have to. You're going to see the kind of simple common sense. I mean, let me tell you what. I think it's a fourth grade reading level. That's how easy this book is to read. And frankly, the labels are all the labels the left gave us. You know, the people who hate using labels seem to have no problem using labels when it comes to us. But you're going to see how ridiculous it is and how wrong it is. So anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I also like having my next guest. I don't have him on enough, but you hear, you know, you hear the almost nightly, you hear the little segments that I do on him on some of the issues that they're dealing with. Brad Dacus, he's the president of Pacific Justice Institute. And, Brad, always a pleasure to have you on when I can.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
So, first of all, before we get rolling here, because I know what's going to happen, I want you to tell people how they about PJI and how they get involved with PJI.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we've been around for 20 years, and we defend religious freedom, parents' rights over their kids, sanctity of human life, human rights issues, and we do it all without charge. We have 5 offices in California. We have 5 full-time attorneys, and we handle more case matters on the West Coast dealing with these issues than any other legal organization in the country, bar none. Last year alone, we handled roughly 4,000 requests for assistance, every one of them without charge. And we do it because of the support that many people, I'm sure many in your audience, decide to give it to our organization and be a part of our organization. Our website is pacificjustice.org or pji.org for people who want to learn more.
Yeah, it is definitely a great organization. I tell people about your organization on a regular basis, Brad, and I appreciate the work that you do. And, you know, you recently, and I would call it this, you may not, you recently were awarded a badge of honor, if you would, from the, Southern, what's the name of that thing?
Southern Poverty Law Center.
There you go. Southern Poverty Law Center.
The organization. Yeah, it sounds like they're very noble, helping the poor. Reality,
yeah.
They have over $300 million just sitting in the bank doing nothing. So they exploit the poor to take money from them, and instead of fighting hatred and division, they create hatred and division by labeling and name calling and bullying other organizations to exploit, trying to create problems and creating enemies. It's an organization that actually has been slammed by a number of very notable liberal journalists. Even the Human Rights Center based out of University of Alabama, the head of that has come out publicly against this organization. So from the right and from the left, they're getting more and more disdain because of their unethical practices and total abandonment of their original purpose,
sure,
which is to help those really in need. They get this: out of $71 million they spent in salaries last year, just a little over $60,000 went to actually "quote unquote" help people. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
It's a business. It's a racket, and they've decided to brand, for the sake of fundraising, 47 organizations, including ours. Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, is on the list of the hate list.
I know, isn't it? It's
Dr.
amazing.
James Carson was.
Even non-religious people, even non-Christians, don't consider Billy Graham a threat or Franklin Graham a threat. Actually, even appreciate their love and what they do. And
right.
This group has no problem with it. It just shows you how crazy this is.
Yeah. Franklin Graham heads up Samaritan's Purse, an organization that helps millions of poor people, children around the world.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most highest rated, credible nonprofits. And then we have organizations, news groups like WorldNet Daily, Conservative Republicans of Texas is branded. So they've just gone on a branding spree, calling everyone hate mongers, hate groups, and thinking they're going to make more money by creating more enemies and to be able to stir up more people to give to them. And so far it's working, but I think they're going to be exposed more and more, and people are going to start choosing to support real but truly benevolent organizations that help people in need, like the veterans and et cetera.
Brad, I hope they don't stop doing what they're doing. I hope they keep pounding away because people are going to see them for what they really are. And I think that all those hardcore left-leaning groups that think that by spewing all this hate that they're going to get people to come to their side, I think it's backfiring. And I'm one of those guys that I hope they do it till they die, till they just strangle themselves to death in their lies and their deceit and go under. That's kind of where my head's at.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. It'd be great if they saw the light and decided to become, you know, be good and help people and be really genuine. But, you know, they have over $69 million in foreign bank accounts. It is really a racket, and so many people are just duped to get into it. And there's, we at Pacific Justice and others are, I assure you, will be working very hard in the months ahead to get out this information, just the truth, the facts, so people can understand what's going on and no longer support that group.
Well, I think we need to start telling people, first and foremost, that we're almost up against it for the first segment, but I want to talk a little bit about, with all the states that you do business in, with all the areas that you guys practice law, California has got to keep you the most busy, if you would, than any other state. This, you know, it's really funny because the AG came out the other day and talked about how important it was that we uphold the Constitution, that you know, people in the state observe the law. And I'm thinking, you guys never do. Why should we? Right? Kind of thing. So California, you would say, would you not say that California is probably the place that you're the busiest?
Oh, yes. About 85%. We have attorneys all over the country. We have commentaries going all over the country on radio. But the fact is, 85% of all of our cases are in one state, California. And that's why we have five offices here dispersed throughout California, just because there's so much here keeping us so busy, so many attacks on religious freedom and parents' rights and these little basic, you know, right to privacy, these basic things that we take for granted are no longer taken for granted in California, and they're under attack both in terms of actions, in terms of organizations, but also in terms of legislation, which is never kept as busy than it has right now.
When we come back, I want to talk more about that. I want to talk more about specific cases you're dealing with in California. And don't go far. Heat up your coffee. We'll be back in a minute more with Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute after a few commercials. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun. which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your bug assault today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. Seriously, I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. And I like to believe it shows how high your IQ is, but there might be other reasons for it. I don't know. But I do appreciate the time you are spending with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend. You know, I know you write, you text, you send me emails, so really very much appreciate all that you do. But let me bring him right back on again, because I don't want to waste his time. I don't get him on that often. Brad Dacus is the president of Pacific Justice Institute, and always appreciate his time with me. Brad, again, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, so I asked you before we went to the break, which I know would take you an hour to explain, but California is probably the state that you're the busiest in, and the cases
yes.
that you're fighting are mostly cases where parental rights are not directly but indirectly being taken away from parents, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing it all in so many different ways.
Yeah, it's really funny because I've always been, even though I'm on a school board, I've always been an advocate that the school board, schools, need to get back to teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. They shouldn't be teaching moral values. They shouldn't be teaching about the LGBTQ community or any other community for that matter. And we don't seem to be able to get it right in this state. And one of the terms you and I were talking about at break was making me crazy, is the assigned gender at birth. Like the doctor walks out and takes, a quarter, and he puts boy on one side, girl on the other. He flips the coin and said, okay, you're a boy, you're a girl. It's all about the equipment. That's like you
right.
telling
every,
people.
Every single cell in a person's body, the vote is unanimous. Every cell says the same thing in terms of your gender. There's not cells that say you're male, some say you're female. No, every cell is unanimous. So it is, it's, but to treat it like it's that people with gender identity dysphoria is some kind of biological thing is ridiculous. And in fact, the overwhelming majority of children who have this mental condition, gender identity dysphoria, the overwhelming majority of them actually work through it. If left alone, they work through it on their own, while they're going through puberty. And to solidify their proper gender identity in accordance with what they actually are, and the dysphoria goes away. But if a child is told in seventh grade or kindergartner, oh no, you think you're a girl? Okay, dress like a girl, use a girl's bathroom, or change your name. That only complicates it. And children who grow up and do not get it reconciled, the majority of them will not live to see their 30th birthday because of suicide and depression. So it's a very sad state, and it's not because people pick on them. It's an internal issue because there's the same suicide and depression rate in San Francisco and in more, what do you call it, like LGBT-friendly communities than in communities that are not as friendly. So it's an internal state, and it's so sad to see the victimization taking place through the deception and false information of the radical LGBT movement.
Yeah, it's really funny that I have a fellow on the show on a regular basis who now counsels transgenders. His name is Walt Heyer, and he wrote a book called Paper Genders. And I call him my, you know, double transgender because he went from male to female and back to male again. And in the studies they've done is that depression, the thoughts of suicide, really don't decrease in any measurable way after the operation. But you brought up a term, what is it, gender dysphoria, right?
Yes, gender identity dysphoria. That's how it's defined in the American Psychiatric Association, I mean DMS-5.
So it's not a term, Greg, it's not a term that you or I made up. This is a term that the medical community actually has.
Right. Right. It's a psychiatric term for a psychiatric condition. It's no longer deemed an illness because it's not politically correct to be an illness. But yet the sad thing is, if it's not dealt responsibly, particularly at a young age, it will result in depression and likely suicide. Eventually, and that's why it's so sad. I talked to a transgender gentleman and for a long time, and we've visited before since then. But you know, he acknowledged. He said, "What you just said." He said, "You know, people think that they'll be transgender, have a surgery, the hormone shots, and the pain and depression they're feeling will all go away." He says, "In a way, it does, but then the new pain and depression come, and it never leaves you." And he said, "And that's why I don't encourage people to be transgender, because it's not this panacea that everyone thinks it is." And it was really, I have so much respect for this person because he was so open and honest. About the truth,
yeah.
which is not the norm for many in that movement, unfortunately.
No, it's too bad. And it's too bad too, because you can't have an open conversation. I think I told you that I posted an article and I said, look, adults can do what they want to do. You can't stop an adult from doing what they want to do. But really, when you're talking about these little kids, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, you're giving them hormone blockers. There's bigger problems with the hormone blockers than just doing what you think they do, because they fight against every part of the body whose DNA, whose chemical makeup is meant to be moving forward, and they still don't know 15 years down the road, 20 years down the road, what these things will do to someone. And even the doctors on the left, even the progressive liberal doctors are saying this isn't good, right?
Right. Yeah. And so it's, and that's why the American College of Pediatrics represents about 600 physicians around the country. That's why they came out and they said that to encourage a young child to change their gender perception and how they dress is the same as emotional abuse. They call it child abuse because they see it is so harmful to the child in their proper development and reconciliation of these feelings in a healthy way.
Yeah, but Brad, this is clear.
Yeah.
This isn't Pacific Justice Institute. This isn't Brad Dacus. This isn't Joe Messina. This isn't some right-wing loony bin group that's saying this, correct?
Right, right. These are pediatricians, hundreds of pediatricians. Now, because they said that, mind you, these are doctors, okay? Because they said that, the Southern Poverty Law Center decided to come out and label them a hate group. These are doctors loving and caring for children and pediatricians, speaking up for the kids. But because they don't agree with that extremist agenda, they were labeled a hate group as well, which is, I'd like to say it's comical, but it's really sad when they attack. They also attack, Franklin Graham and Billy Graham. So, I mean, people that, and entities and organizations and charities that are just doing wonderful work to help people. I really, getting back to the point, I think it's important people realize that you're right. It's not my opinion that counts. I'm an attorney. It's not yours that counts, and you're in media and radio and public policy. It's we're talking about the Psychiatric Association. We're talking about pediatricians. We're talking about people whose job it is to deal with these issues, and even they come out and acknowledge the truth that's so important.
Yeah. Again, I want to keep driving the point home for people, because what they think is that people like you and I hate gays, lesbians, transgenders, bisexuals, and all that. And that couldn't be further from the truth. We don't hate these people. And again, I'm one that believes in choice of all kind. I don't have to agree with you, and I don't have to agree with your choice. That doesn't mean I hate you. But what I do have to do, in the position that I'm in and the position that we're in, is when you see things like this, again, happening with little children, giving hormone blockers, and encouraging little kids, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, to head down a path that may not be theirs at all, probably isn't, it's just wrong. And it is hurtful, right?
Right. It is very, very hurtful. And the studies show it. It's unquestionable. And that's as far as the ramifications that that are likely to result. Much less, also, let's say they do live. Let's say they do overcome their depression. They're still denied the ability to ever have children. It's equivalent, medically speaking, of castration as far as being able to ever have children when they have this procedure, usually. So it's there's a lot more to it, but we just were focusing before on depression, suicide, et cetera.
The question I always ask is, look, women and females are more susceptible to osteoporosis, right? So if that's the case, does it go away if you're a transgender male? I mean, you see what I'm saying? I mean, there are diseases, if you would, that are specific to male and female, to genders as a whole. If gender didn't matter, if gender wasn't real, then those would go away along with the operation now, wouldn't they?
Well, exactly. Also, people didn't understand about the brain. If someone has gender identity dysphoria, they still have, let's say it's a male, a biological male, they still have a male brain, which is left dominant. It has more white matter than a female brain. There's nothing else changes except just simply their perception. But if they become a female, they look like female, they say, I'm identifying as a female. They still have the thinking process.
We've got a quick break, Brad.
That
also
can be frustrating.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Brad Dacus will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. If you head up to the website, not only will you see a live chat room and you can watch live, you can listen live from there. If you head over to Apple, what is that stupid thing called? The Apple, what is that? The store?
The Play Store.
All right, so there's iTunes and Play Store. I'm being educated. Hang with me. Right, there's the iTunes and the Play Store. We have an app, a custom application for the Real Side, not one of those canned ones, okay? We go all the way for our people. And you'll be able to watch live and listen live. You'll be able to do a lot on that application, including get involved in the chat room while you're listening from your phone. And then if you get really irritated, you press the call button, and it puts you into the show. I mean, come on, people. I can't make it any easier than that for you. You know what I'm saying? And I try to get you informed. I try to bring people on that have a clue, that know what they're doing, and can help us through some of the aggravation that we've got going on. Anyway, let me bring him on right now. Brad Dacus joins us, as he does from time to time. I do not have him on enough. That's all I'm going to say, and I appreciate what his group does, the Pacific Justice Institute. You need to head over there. That's the pacificjustice.org. And if you don't know how to spell that, maybe you're listening to the wrong show. Pacificjustice.org. Head over there. Sign up for their email information. Help them out. They're a great organization. And Brad, again, thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
You've got an event coming up in Anaheim Anaheim, California, and on, what is that? Why don't you tell people about it?
Yeah, it's our annual celebration of justice event. It's our 20th, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary at the Pacific Justice Institute.
Wait a minute. You've been doing this for 20 years? How come I have more gray hair than you do? How does that work?
I don't know. I think I may have more than you, actually.
But
Attorney General Ed Meese, who served under Ronald Reagan, he signed on the very first day, on day two, to be the first three months, to sign on to be chairman of our advisory board. And he has faithfully served as chairman of our advisory board for 20 years, and he continues to serve. And I tell people, I say, you know, if we were really a hate group, would the former U.S. Attorney General, one of the most respected attorney generals in the country, who worked under Ronald Reagan, one of the most respected presidents in the country, would he choose to partner and be chairman of an advisory board of a hate group?
Yeah.
I said that'd be ridiculous, and so it just shows how totally unfounded and unreasonable the Southern Poverty Law Center is.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, and you've got Todd Starnes showing up. I love Todd. I think he's a great guy. He actually has a copy of my book. You know, so.
Todd Starnes is great, and also Greg Laurie is going to be there.
Oh, good.
He's going to be there as well, and we're just really excited about the whole event. It's going to be really great.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm going to try to make it there myself. And I think people need to support the organization. They really do. You do a lot of good things, especially here in California, where people really do need help. There's a lot of conservatives. Look, I don't know if I told you this, but I had a group of eight moms that were Democrats and considered themselves somewhat liberal. And they met with me, and they knew my stance on things, but they also knew I was with a high school board. And they were laying out their concerns about the education that was being shoved down our throats. Recently with I don't remember what it was called, the Safe Child Act or what have you, and you and I were talking about it earlier today. But these were, I think there was eight moms there. And they're all solid, lifelong Democrats. And when they were done, I said, you know who runs the state. You know, at this level that I'm at, I can't change anything to speak of. There are some things I can, but for the most part, we're a rubber stamp board. So I said, if you really want to change something, you have to change them at that level. So they went on a campaign they went up with about 50 moms, and they spent a little time up there. And one of them I spoke to recently said, those moms that were at the table, the majority of them left the state. They couldn't believe the chasm, the disconnect between the legislators and those moms. And you deal with it on a regular basis,
right?
Don't you?
Right. Oh, it's so true. And, you know, there's moms and dads, they're Democrats, they're Republicans. They do have one thing in common. They love their kids,
yep.
And they don't want the government to tell them how to raise their kids and to interfere with what they know and believe is to be best for their children. And I think that's a real unifying factor for so many Californians when we come to understand how important parenting is, how important parental rights are, and what a serious threat to those rights the liberal extremist legislators in the state legislature in Sacramento have become in challenging those rights.
Oh, just crazy. And again, as we were talking earlier, you were saying that there's a difference in brain matter, the way a woman's brain and a man's brain is wired or connected. And I, you know, this is not a joke. This is not saying one is dumber than the other or less intelligent or whatever word you choose. There is a physical difference between the two, is there not?
There's many differences in terms of the physical makeup of the brain, and therefore the consequential function of the brain. Like, for another example, men are linear thinkers, thought to thought. Women are multi-thought thinkers, and that's why you'll see a woman typing while carrying on a conversation at the same time, and why you won't see a man being able to do that, generally speaking, because we're linear thinkers and we're linear focused, which either they both have advantages, but the bottom line, there are definite differences. And when we ignore those differences and when we ignore what it means in terms of biologically male and female, we're really creating problems for those who, because of a mental condition, decide to deny the reality of who they really are.
It's funny, while we were talking, I was looking up breast cancer, and it says that breast cancer is about 100 times less common among men than among women. So if a woman transitions to male, does that mean that he now is less likely to get it? And vice versa, if a male transitions to female, does that mean now he is more 100, he's 100 times more likely to get it? I would say no, based on DNA and chemical makeup, because that's how it all comes together. So we're not making fun of the individual. The two Christians in the room who were told we don't believe in science because we believe in God are now saying, check out science. It doesn't line up with what you're saying, right?
Right. And I think really what it comes down to at the end of the day is, what is the impact on human beings, whether it's children or adults?
Yep.
And I think from that perspective, you can't help but if anyone has any love and compassion for people, they can't be complacent about this. They can't be silent. At the same time, when we meet people, when I've met people who are transgender, I realize, you know, these aren't people who are trying to be different, wanting to be different. They're people who have a gender identity dysphoria, a real mental condition. They need love, respect, compassion. They need someone to take them by the hand and love them and give them respect as a human being right where they are. And that's being real. That's being real. What's not being real is distorting the truth, distorting the facts, and creating this mirage of reality, which is unfortunately very different than what these people are actually going through and living each day and enduring each day as they deal with this condition.
Yeah, we only have a few minutes left, but tell me some of the big cases that you're working on right now. What's the most, maybe the most troubling / challenging case that you have?
You bet. Right now, it's a case pending before the United States Supreme Court. We're challenging a number of laws in California like never before. This one requires pro-life pregnancy clinics, a nonprofit, charitable ministries, that requires them to have a large sign in the waiting room posted telling women where they get a free or low-cost abortion and the phone number to call inside a private religious ministry charity to help women in crises. This is like the government saying, yeah, you have free speech rights so long as you also say what we believe you want you to say, whether you like it or not.
My God.
We're litigating this, and it's right now pending for the Supreme Court. We're not sure if they're going to be taking it up. They've been deliberating, and we're hopeful that they will. But if the government gets away with this, then they can start posting and ordering people and institutions and synagogues and churches and whoever else to start saying what the state wants, which is exactly why the pilgrims left the King's Church in England against that oppression.
Brad, we just got a list. And the organization, I touched on it with you today, but with the organization I'm working with, we just got a list of things on Facebook that we can't do anymore, that we can't talk about by and under threat of being banned from Facebook, you know, up to and including if you post the violence coming out of St. Louis and comment on it, you could be pulled down and pulled off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. In fact, on free speech grounds, just 2 weeks ago, we defended a man who was a friendly man, loving man, preaching in Las Vegas on the Strip on a public sidewalk, legally protected by case law, and yet he was prosecuted for disturbing the peace. And he's preaching, and they had a rule saying you had to keep walking continually. Well, you can't have an audience if you have to keep walking. We defended him. We got the charges dropped the day of the criminal trial.
Wow.
We had two other cases similar to that last year in California. These are increasing. The respect for free speech and free expression of individuals is under attack. It's not just in Berkeley. It's not just in our colleges. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And we need to call it out when we see it. You know, when you have people not showing up possibly to hear a speaker because they just have heard a branding. They don't want to hear a speaker. Well, that's ridiculous.
We're up against it. We got a hard break. Pacific Justice Institute, it's pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. Head out over there. Check it out. Pray for Brad. He needs a lot of prayer, let me tell you what, with what he's up against. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Next hour, smorgasbord of stories, information, topics. I will make your skin crawl. Guaranteed. We'll be back in a little bit.